good to be in the house of God tonight. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. God is speaking, God is moving, and God is touching lives. And we were blessed to have the AYM team testify and share on the Friday night. And I love testimonies. Like, I keep saying that to the church, but I was saved through a testimony. I came to know the Lord through a testimony. Praise the Lord. And we're so thankful to have them here. And we are a blessed people to be able to have young people go out at various churches in Australia to be able to minister. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Let no one despise thy youth, but be an example." And so we are truly blessed as this church to be able to have a team here. And I've been blessed to be able to be on a team. And some of our young people have already been out this year to minister to other churches. So we're truly blessed. Did everyone enjoy the ministry this morning? I loved it. Awesome. So we're looking forward to tonight. So I'm going to invite our first speaker for the night, Sister Hannah. Praise God.
Surely the Lord, presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. Like, I just want to first thank, I know he's not here, Pastor Downs and Sister Downs for allowing AYM to happen in their church again this year. It truly is an honor to be a part of this church this weekend. I want to thank our AYM youth, AYM leader who's not here also for leading us, and also our hosts, everyone who's host us. We really appreciate you having in your homes. And I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I don't take this lightly. This truly is an honor to be sharing the Word of God with you today. I just want to share what the Lord has placed on my heart. But before we begin, can we just close our eyes and bow our head and just ask the Lord to speak to us today? Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for being in a state and country that we are so freely to worship you, Lord Jesus. We are so freely to share the Word of God. We just pray, Lord God, that you soften our hearts, that you open up our minds, you open up our ears, and you open up our eyes. Speak to us, Lord Jesus. Help us to be not distracted in this world, but to stay focused in you, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you anoint my lips. Use me as a vessel, Lord God, and speak through me, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, let the Holy Ghost pour into this sanctuary. And I pray, Lord God, these things in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Could we please first turn to Hebrews 11:1? And it reads in Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith is not an experience. Faith is a journey. We must have faith that God has everything under control. Sometimes as people, we like to have control. It's hard to say, you can deal with it. Amen? Some of us like to have control and be in control of everything. Control of the housework, control of the finances, control of the bills, control of the children, and maybe their direction and the walk they're going through. Control of partners or husbands. Like, are you really going to wear that today? Some of us like to have control. Saying we have faith and having faith are two completely different things. Having faith and being faithful are two completely different things. I have been walking with God for about 7 years now, and there came a point in my life where I had to lean not unto my own understanding, and I had to have a whole lot of faith, but it didn't come easy. I had to hit the lowest of lows. I had to hit rock bottom. I had to hit rock bottom to understand Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. It's easy to read the scripture, speak the scripture, but to understand the scripture and have revelation with the scripture are two completely different things. Oh Lord, you know my children, my partner, my husband, my friends, my parents, my family are not serving you now, but I'm still going to have faith in you. I'm still going to go to prayer meetings. I'm still going to serve you, Lord. I'm still going to have faith. Lord, I know I'm sick at the moment. I know I've been diagnosed with this. I know I've been diagnosed with that. But I'm still going to worship you. I'm still going to sing like David sang. I'm still going to praise like David praised. I'm still going to dance like David danced. And I'm still going to have faith in you. Lord, you know my father, my mother, my sister, my brother, uncle, auntie, son, daughter, grandparents have passed away off this earth. And I'm angry. I'm confused. I'm heartbroken, but I'm still going to pour out my heart to you. I'm still going to have a relationship with you. I'm still going to have faith in you. Lord, you know I'm alone. You know I have no one. You know I have anxiety. You know I have depression. You know I gossip. You know I get jealous. You know I have unforgiveness. I know I sin, but Lord, I'm still going to walk this narrow road. I'm still going to walk through the shadow of death. I'm still going to have faith. You can help me in my time of need. You can fix me in my time of need because I know, Lord, I'm not perfect and I can't fix me. I can't fix the mess I'm in, the situation I'm in. But one thing I do know, Lord, is that you have made a promise, and with that promise, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. So, Lord, help me. Fix me, take control of the situation because I have faith. You will take control of the situation. Lead me, Lord, I pray. Take me, mold me, use me, fill me. I give my life to the potter's hands. Guide me, call me. Lead me, walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hands. Trying to teach faith and to have faith is a little tricky when you think about it. Trying to convince someone to believe in something happening before it has even come to pass today, before it has even come to pass. Today, people like to say, "I'll believe it when I see it." They don't want to believe in something that hasn't come to pass yet. But aren't you thankful to have faith in knowing God, in knowing our God is an awesome God? He reigns from heaven above. With wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. I'm sure thankful I have faith in it, that God has everything under control. 2 years ago, I had an incident in my life that changed my life forever. One day I decided to eat some sushi and found myself severely sick with a raging temperature, and every 20 minutes I had gastro syndrome. I had gastro symptoms, if you know what I mean. And I ended up being taken to the doctors. The doctor said I could have a heart attack or seizure as my temperature hit 39.9. They rushed me to the hospital. The hospital sent me home that day. The next day, the test had shown I had salmonella poisoning. I was rushed to the hospital again. It was so severe, it entered my bloodstream. And for 4 days, I had blood poisoning and I didn't even know it. I had no strength to walk, no strength to keep my head up, no strength to keep my eyes open. I just remember waking up from shock and then passing out due to exhaustion. I remember one night weeping and praying to God, help me, Lord. I need you, Lord. Tell me what I need to do. And then I heard a voice and he said, you need to move to Melbourne. And anyone who knows me knows, even if you paid me $1 million, I wouldn't move to Melbourne, no offense. I was in my early 20s with an excellent income. I had family, I had good friends, I had no plans to leave the only place I've ever known. My life was set and I was comfortable. Tears began to pour down my face because I had just asked God what to do and I knew he just spoke to me, so I couldn't turn around and pretend I didn't hear him. Moments later, I had peace in my spirit that God was in control of what plans he had for me and that he had it all under control. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. The flesh was weak, but the spirit was willing. After I got out of hospital, I still haven't recovered. But as time passed, I was strong enough to stand on my own 2 feet. I quit my jobs. I said goodbye to my friends. I said goodbye to my family. I packed up my life into my car and I listened to the voice of God. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me, I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will go. I had moved to Melbourne and I was surrounded by people with like and precious faith. I was attending church and prayer regularly and my relationship with God was developing again. I share this testimony on faith today to encourage someone. If God has spoken to you or if he speaks to you, hold on to that promise and have faith he will deliver. I believe I am living in Melbourne today because I follow the voice of God. Not my will, but thy will be done, Lord. He provided me with a job. He put a roof over my head. He is giving me enough to pay my bills on time, enough to keep giving my tithes and offerings, enough so I could keep going, giving to others at any cost and continue my passion of traveling. How? I don't know how, but God works in mysterious and wonderful ways, but it requires you to have faith. I went through everything I went through to learn to lean less on people and to lean more on God, to test my faith, to teach me love, patience and forgiveness, and to be bold enough to stand here today to share my testimony, to witness to someone needing to hear this today. My message is just a simple message. Just have a little faith. The Bible says in Matthew 17:20, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Praise the Lord, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to encourage someone today to lean on God and to leave it at God's feet. Whatever the circumstance, whatever the situation, whatever the struggle, whether it's loneliness, anxiety, depression, addiction, finances, maybe a job, perhaps relationship problems, seeing people you love and care for in the world that are not serving the Lord, I want to encourage you today to stop trying to take control of the situation. Stop trying to fix the situation. You've got to lay it at God's feet and you have got to have faith that God has it under control before it is even in control. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He is our creator. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. He may not answer in our time, in our timing, but God's timing is always perfect. I want to encourage each and every one of you today to continue serving him with all your heart, with all your soul, because there will come a day where he picks up all you have laid at his feet. There will be a day where he speaks. There will be a day where prayers will be answered. You will have a shift with your walk with God. Your eyes will be open. Your hearts will be softened. You will have revelation with scriptures. But I also want to warn you, things will happen that may blindside you. Things will happen for the good. Things will happen for the bad. But I want to encourage you to keep on going. Keep on walking. Even if you're being attacked left, right, and center, and you're no longer walking, you're crawling, and you're as weak as I was on that hospital bed. Just like the soldiers do in army. You put one arm in front of the other and pull. One arm in front of the other and pull. Because if I can do it here today, you can do it. I'm telling you, if I can do it here today, you can do it. Put on that armor of God, and just like, and in Ecclesiastes 3:3 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There is going to be a day where the Lord picks you up and says, I am with you always to the very end of age. If you see only one set of footprints, it was then I that carried you. Thank you all so much, and God bless you.
Have faith. Praise the Lord. I remember a time when I went through my own sort of dark season, and as I went to talk with Pastor about it, the only thing he sort of kept saying to me was, keep fighting. And it reminded me of the scripture, fight the good fight. Keep fighting. Hold on. Faith will get you through those storms. Faith will get you through those moments of uncertainty. For instance, where God called Abraham to leave all of his comforts, his family behind. By faith, he walked. Praise God. Thank you so much for sharing in that powerful testimony. You know, God, our God is a healing God. Our God knows what's happening in our body. God knows what's happening when the doctors and the specialists don't. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that we serve a God that is a healing God. Hallelujah. Well, our second speaker tonight, from Sydney. I've had the pleasure to be serving in a team with her previously, actually to Sister Hannah's church. And it was a blessed time, so I hope that you'll be blessed by her word. She's got a great testimony, so we're looking forward to hear it from her tonight. So praise God. I want to welcome Sister Vasso.
Praise the Lord, church. You know it's from God when she almost used my message when she said Hebrews, and I was like, oh no, she's going to use my message. But it's connected, and I thank God that he uses us. You know, it's not our abilities, but it's because it's glorifying him. Amen. And I first want to give honor where honor is due, even though Pastor's not here, but I want to give honor to him and Pastor's wife. And I just want to thank Dee Dee and Alpha and the family for taking me in and looking after me. They've been a great family. And just the young people, Hannah and Sarah, you've got such great young people here. And Joel's going to help me after with doing the piano, so I thank you for that. But we've been truly blessed. We've been truly blessed to be able to come and minister, and I pray that we can be a blessing to you guys. And so if we can get our Bibles and turn to Hebrews, but Hebrews 10:36. So Hebrews 10:36, it says, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. Now, endurance is the ability to endure on unpleasant or difficult process or situations without giving away. Enduring is not easy, and it can be painful, can be long and weary, and we may not see the end results. And that can affect us in many ways. And does anyone feel like that sometimes? Like maybe it's just me, but enduring is hard. It's very hard. But remember, that's why it's called enduring, endurance. Being able to go through it, even when you don't see the results or the process, that's what endurance is. Even though when you can't hear God's voice, even though when you don't know what step to take, where to go, in Hebrews 11, where faith, how we're talking about faith, we need faith to endure the trials, the tribulations, the heartache, and the uncertainty, the things unseen. And in Hebrews 11:27, it talks about how Moses, by faith, he endured the wilderness, and his endurance was 40 years. I'm in a season now, and it's been, almost 2 years. I can't imagine 40 years. But before Moses could ever lead Israel out of Egypt, he had to endure the wilderness. And in every situation, we have to endure what we're going through. Don't let time paralyze you. Don't let it just stiffen you up and not pray anymore or not seek God and the things of God. Because every prayer, he listens. Every prayer, prayers never die, never die. And no matter what you feel, no matter how your life is or what situation you're going through, I have a God who is able to do far more more abundantly beyond that, all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that worketh within us. Does anyone believe that? Amen. And to the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations. Amen. Now, I was reading Luke 18, and there's a parable of a widow and a judge which didn't have respect with God, didn't respect man, and she came and she asked for legal protection. You can read it in your own time. It's Luke 18. And one key that is in that story is that she kept on coming to him. She kept on persisting. She kept on enduring. She kept on asking for that, what she really wanted. And if we really want something, we'll keep asking. We'll go by faith and keep enduring until that comes, until our family members that are not saved will come to God. Amen? Does anyone believe that, that we have a God that can save, do the impossible? Amen? And in the beginning of that scripture, it says Jesus was telling this parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not lose heart. And as I close, I pray that we have the same attitude, the same persistency, the same endurance as the widow had, to not lose heart on what we pray for. Not lose heart and in seeking. You know, it confirmed the word before we prayed, seek and you shall find. But we need to seek first and keep seeking and keep searching, keep knocking until you find him, until you seek after him, and he will reveal the things that you need to, that you've been asking for. And as we sing this song, I know many of you know it, and it's not a performance, but it's a declaration. It's a declaration that we will never be defeated because we have the victory through him. Amen. And he has given the strength to endure. And I pray that we would be strong in him, keep enduring, have faith in him, and be the palm tree. Be the palm tree to this world. Because we have the truth, and we got to be the light. We got to be the light in this world, Lord. And I just want to speak to these young people. I know you're young and you have so much potential in God. So much potential. And if you just really focus on Him, if you really give your heart to Him, God's going to do wonders. Wonders in your life like you have never seen before. I had to give my heart to God until, and then He could have, He can use me. So just love Him like you never loved Him before. And worship with me as I sing this song. Turn your eyes upon the cross and look to Him, you'll never be lost. But turn your eyes upon the cross, give your heart to Jesus. You will never be defeated. He will carry you through your soul. And though you may be weary, He is your strength and though He's everything you need, that's for sure. Turn your eyes on Him. Turn your eyes upon the cross. And look to Him, you'll never be lost. To Jesus, and you will never be defeated. He will carry you through your soul, and though you may be weary, He is your strength to endure. He's everything you need, that's for sure. Reach your hands to Jesus, and He is sure to meet you there. Remember that the cross is before you, and the world far behind. Just turn your eyes, on Him. You will never be defeated. He's gonna carry you through your soul, and though you may be. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Why don't we be standing tonight? Praise the Lord. And keeping on the theme of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which is so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. If you're going through something tonight, there is faith in the house. If you are struggling, there is an altar here tonight. where you can grab a hold of God and say, God, through this storm, I will not let go. God, through this struggle, Lord, I will not let go. Lord, even though I am struggling to pay off the bills, Lord, I will trust in you, for I have faith. So I want to open up these altars here tonight. And if you want to come and lay those burdens down, to seek God and say, God, I need you. Help me to have faith, Lord. I need to turn my eyes upon you tonight, Jesus. Though, Lord, I am struggling, I will hold on to you, Lord. For even though when I am unfaithful, Lord, you are still faithful.